This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's one of the new popular ballads. Jack Smith's got a good record out on this, selling quite well. I think Connie Boswell, too. I thought I'd have a go at it.
How important can it be that I tasted other lips? That was long before you came to me with the wonder of your kiss. So the story got around about an old romance in me. But it happened oh so long ago. How important can it be? Mine was a young and a foolish heart, seeking love at every turn. But I have grown so much wiser now, even foolish hearts can learn. Let the past just fade away. I get lost in yesterday. Most important thing is here and now, and our love is here to stay. Let the past just fade away. Why get lost in yesterday? Most important thing is here and now, and our love is here to stay.
Well, sir, what say folks right here? We blend near to Galen Drake, huh?
Say, do you like to go out in the evening and have fun sometimes? Oh, I guess we all do. We all have different places we like to go, and we have different kinds of fun we like to have. But what happens when you come home? Go to bed and turn off the lights. Do the little daytime worries get bigger and bigger? And well, even during the day, do you ever get irritable and moody and you start to bark at people and slam doors around the place? Now, I know, of course, that you can give yourself lots of reasons for that, but maybe you're your own worst enemy. Maybe you're the victim of a habit that's grown on you. I mean, depending on the caffeine and coffee for a quick but artificial steadying. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So why don't you switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum? No caffeine whatsoever, can't make you nervous or irritable, can't keep you awake. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and just see if you don't look better, feel better, and act better.
From the smash in New York musical comedy, Plain and Fancy, here's a song that's becoming quite popular. It's rather a nice lyric, good tune, too.
Young and foolish, why is it wrong to be young and foolish? We haven't long to be. Soon enough, the carefree days, the sunlit days go by. Soon enough, the bluebird has to fly. foolish. One day we fell in love. Now we wonder what we were dreaming of. Smiling in the sunlight, laughing in the rain. I wish that we were young and foolish again.
Bing.
Gil can.
Bing, have you ever been much interested in stamps or stamp collecting?
No, I never was much of a stamp collector, Ken, but exactly. Some of my kids have been interested in one time or another, however. I think Lenny still fools around with stamps. So why do you ask this?
Well, an interesting thing. I read an INS story where there's a nationwide movement to commemorate personalities in the American theater on postage stamps.
Oh, now, that might make a very colorful collection,
I thought
huh?
So, too.
After all these years and thousands of stamp issues, I imagine the government designers are looking for new material, too.
Well, that's exactly the position taken by Mr. Jacques Minkus, one of the country's best-known stamp dealers and philatelists who's running this crusade.
Well, after all, we have postage stamps commemorating our national parks, suspension bridges, poets, musicians, scientists, national heroes of all kinds. Why not a stamp depicting famous people at the theater?
Well, I'm sure all actors would be all for it. Excellent billing, but there's only one hitch.
You see a hitch? What's the hitch?
You're not eligible to have your portrait on a stamp unless you're deceased.
What hitch? I know a lot of actors would be very happy to destroy themselves if they're sure they'd get their mug on a stamp.
You're kidding.
Not at all. Bob Hope, for instance, would be... He'd be more than eager to knock himself off if he would be so commemorated.
You think so?
Oh, cinch, I know it. Let me ask you something, Ken. Who decides on what personage or edifice or what goes on the postage stamp?
Well, according to Mr. Minkus, who says that getting pictures on stamps is mostly politics, the subject matter is decided upon by some person or group of persons campaigning for their favorite project. For instance, there is a stamp commemorating the poultry and egg industry.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. That'll kill it for Hope.
You mean that all the eggs that Hope has laid puts him in the egg industry class?
Indeed it does. A Bob Hope stamp following an egg industry would be redundant.
I guess it wouldn't.
Gee, I'd like to have a backyard full of hens that could lay them that fast. But this theatrical stamp movement, who's campaigning for that? I mean, for us.
Oh, you'd like to get in the act, too, huh?
Well, why not?
Well, Jacques Minkus, the stamp dealer himself, is going all out making a pitch for his idea. In fact, he says the results of a poll taken among hundreds of drama editors shows great enthusiasm for the idea.
Well, you know, France has its Sarah Bernhardt stamp.
Yes, I understand that Shakespeare's on a stamp in Hungary.
Gee, with all the many great American theatrical personalities, who do you suppose will be the first chosen to decorate a stamp, huh? I mean, outside of Hope. I wonder if we could get Hope's picture on the gluey side of the stamp.
That might work, but to answer your first question, Bing, in the early voting, Eugene O'Neill, a great playwright, is leading Maud Adams by a slight margin. Edwin Booth comes third, and George M. Cohan and John Barrymore are running close behind.
Well, that's certainly a most imposing array, isn't it? You know, Ken, I think I'll sing a George M. Cohan song right now. Not like Cohan sang it, but I could sing it like he wrote it, I think.
For it is Mary, Mary, as plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie, but it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square, it's a grand old name. It's a grand old name.
And once again, here's Galen Drake.
Isn't it strange how we sin against ourselves? Oh, we take care of other things. I mean, the family, the job, charities. But how about our own good health? Well, maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good. I eat fairly sensibly. I diet once in a while. Don't sleep so good, though. Feel a little dragged out now and then, but... And after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean you're depending on the caffeine and coffee for that quick pickup. And your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine... No jumpy nerves can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and you'll look better, you'll feel better, and you'll act better.
And so we come to the end of another happy chore for this week. It's been most enjoyable. I hope that you have a fine weekend. And I hope, too, that I'll be seeing you on Monday.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy News.